Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, the Beef Quality Assurance Program helps producers do the right thing, but it's also a smart thing for them to do as well.
Absolutely. We have research that was conducted by Colorado State University that showed that the Beef Checkoff Funded BQA or Beef Quality Assurance Program results in a significant premium for calves and feeder cattle sold through video auction markets. And the results show that a premium of $16.80 a head for cattle that had BQA listed in the lot description.
BQA helps producers do the right thing and offers a financial incentive as well.
Absolutely. So today, approximately 85% of U.S. beef comes from BQA certified producers. That's really at the feeder level. But beef farmers and ranchers have historically participated in the BQA program simply because it's the right thing to do. And in this industry, we do the right thing. The BQA program as a whole offers producers the opportunity to showcase their dedication to producing high-quality beef and earn premium dollars for it.
Learn more by going to bqa.org.
Well, today's markets were volatile, just like we've been seeing. At least they were in the upside today. The live cattle finished anywhere from about $1.50 to $3 higher, so quite a rally there for the live cattle. And then feeder cattle were about $2.50 to $2.80 or so higher, at least in the first few months. Hogs today were under a little bit of pressure. We had May hogs unchanged, July down about 35, but April, which is the front month, up 47 at 62.75. So generally strong for the agriculture markets today. Box beef values today were $1.29 higher on choice at $206.59, select up 96 at $199.87. So stronger on choice and select boxed beef. The feeder cattle index has also kind of been under pressure here the last few days. It's a 135.60. That's been coming down from just over 142 on February the 20th. So it has come down, kind of reflecting this last sell-off as we replace those older, higher price dates with the newer, lower price dates. It's come down pretty hard, just like the futures market has overall. But today, again, it did bounce slightly off of its lows.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2020 Bull Sale, Saturday, March 7th, 12 noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 85 Spring 2018 and Spring 2019 bulls, semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081, 405-641-6081.
Now, the grain markets had a pretty good day. We had corn up 4 to 8 cents. Most of the rally came in the old crop or the front months here. March was up 8.5 at 375. December corn up 3.5 at 380.5. It seems like the farmers with corn in the bin are really holding off here after this last bit of weakness and holding off and maybe selling it out into the future. The beans today were about 7 to 9 cents higher. Chicago wheat 1 to 2 higher, or 1 to 2 lower rather, while Kansas City was 4 to 6 cents higher. And another thing to note is the Kansas City wheat did rally off of its lows by about 11 cents. And so quite a good comeback. In December cotton futures today were up 186 at 64.30. So really good rally there for the cotton, gaining back a lot of what it had lost. The news continues to be the big driver here is the coronavirus. The latest estimates were 18 now in Washington, 18 cases and 5 or 6 deaths. I'm a little bit confused, but the last report said 6 deaths in Washington State due to the virus. So quite a bit of volatility and fluid information here flowing through the marketplace. Currently, the Dow Jones is up 611 after there seems to be a global united effort of central banks to lift the economy.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.